Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined by Phil Tilley, head of CloudBand and NFV marketing at Nokia. Welcome, Phil. How's it going?
Hi, yeah, it's going well.
Phil, why don't we get started with a discussion of your role as head of CloudBand and NFV marketing?
So I've been involved formerly with Alcatel-Lucent and now with Nokia, sort of marketing the NFV and cloud solutions. So, I mean, obviously, NFV started, what, 3-4 years ago or whatever, probably longer now, and I've been involved with the marketing of the solution, understanding the evolution of the market in that time. So really sort of pushing out our solution offering within the NFV space and also sort of building knowledge and awareness in the industry.
So tell me a little bit about Nokia's view on the delivery of network function virtualization to your customer base and how your solutions are delivered to achieve new capabilities for comm service providers.
This is an area we've been involved in as a supplier into the service provider community. The whole area of NFV has been something we've been focused on a solution for a number of years. And really, as we're seeing, the service providers need to improve the efficiency, improve the speed with which they can deliver new services, looking for them to virtualize those functions and go from a physical to a more virtual world. Within Nokia here, the CloudBand solution I've been looking after is really a complete platform to both host the functions and applications and also sort of do the lifecycle management and then do the orchestration of the services that connect across those different functions. So really, it's sort of within Nokia, this whole area of NFV, we provide a complete solution set to aid the virtualization of all network functions.
Now, I know that your CloudBand solutions, you had an interesting disclosure late last year about an open templating system. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So one of the challenges within the NFV space for a long time is how do you standardize and then sort of simplify and automate the process for onboarding these different virtual functions? So whilst NFV is defined by ETSI a number of years ago, there was a fairly loose framework. But then the last couple of years, we've sort of tightened up that framework work to define sort of the standard interfaces to really facilitate the automation of onboarding of different functions and manage the complete lifecycle process from onboard to scale up, scale down, and really then remove afterwards. Around that sort of definition and how to go about that process, every different virtual function is slightly different. You know, you've got some network gateway functions, you've got some domain DNS server functions, so every function is sort of slightly different. And therefore, how do you adapt those different functions to be automatically onboarded onto one common platform? So within the CloudBand platform, we had a generic VNF Lifecycle Manager or Application Manager that really will support any VNF that is or virtual function that is brought to it. But then to help adapt and make, you know, effectively it's like taking any function and onboarding it onto a common platform, really you have to define and understand what requirements are that application and function. What shape does it need? What size virtual machine or what flavor virtual machine does it need? How should it be handled in the case of a failure of any sort? How does it scale up? So there's a whole process and a whole load of code that has to be written or adapted to really sort of manage that full automated lifecycle process. So the open templating system was really the manual or a guideline to what you need to do and how you would actually do the onboarding process. It's a very detailed technical manual. It's enabling any application or VNF supplier to actually look through this manual and then write the template and effectively develop a package that really takes them onto this NFV platform.
When you look at the types of capabilities that you're delivering to the marketplace, obviously an underpinning capability of all of these is that they're built on standards. And I know Nokia is very involved in the standards efforts in this arena. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's a very good point. Obviously, the templating system and the approach we've taken is only possible because the interfaces are standardized and defined. So quite a lot of work has been going on, as I said, sort of within ETSI came out very early on and defined a framework for NFV. But the interfaces between, say, the virtual function and the application manager or the virtual function manager and the network director or the sort of function manager hadn't been standardized very well. The last sort of year or 18 months has been a lot of effort putting in work defining those standards and standard interfaces, and also the models to be used. So whether it be Heat or whether it be Tosca as a service model or Ansible sort of playbook, there are open source projects that have the code to enable the automated onboarding and standardized defined interfaces. So really what we've done is taken what's been defined in the standards, using open source projects to manage the process of the onboarding, and captured and wrapped that up into one definitive document. So I would say the development work gone into the standardization of these interfaces has been critical to get us to this stage now.
I also know that Intel and Nokia have a very strong collaboration in this space. Can you talk about that?
So absolutely. So another key part of this is making sure we work with Intel in a number of areas, both to help us build the network infrastructure. So we use the NFVI on our cloud Nokia Airframe platform, which is using the Nokia processor chipset to build those servers. But also I think a lot of work as well in this NFV area is about getting and ensuring the performance of these virtual functions in these different environments. And so sort of quite a lot of feedback between ourselves and Intel and then back into the open source and standards community to actually define the infrastructures, interfaces and processes by which the software is onboarded again.
What are you most excited about in terms of moving from the stages of initial implementations to broad implementations of NFV?
2017, I mean, you know, we've been talking about NFV for a number of years, and 2017 looks like sort of the year where things are really going to happen. As I said, you know, we've got the server infrastructure, the NFV infrastructure in place now with the performance through the interface of cards to get the performance required out of those processors. We've also got now with the sort of templating system and the onboarding process to do the automated onboarding. We've got virtual functions that have been properly adapted to now work in this cloud environment. So really 2017 is where all this is finally starting to come together. And what we're now seeing is some real customer-driven projects looking to put it big scale, sort of very high scale, into production networks and running. So for example, one of the major opportunities we're seeing is mobile core running in this cloud NFV infrastructure. So that's one of the sort of really exciting areas, is looking at going to true virtual mobile core networks. And we'll see that in 2017. But also in parallel, we're seeing the convergence of what we call the SD-WAN virtual enterprise CPE market converging with sort of virtualized functions and applications in the network, and those are coming together to really change the way that enterprise services will be delivered and showing complete seamless connectivity from the enterprise LAN through the WAN into the virtualized functions for breakout in the core. So again, two real domains of interest in 2017, both the mobile core network going virtual and also this sort of new type of SD-WAN services for the enterprise.
Phil, one final question for you. I'm sure we've piqued some interest on Nokia's technology and products in this space. Can you provide an area on your website if folks who are listening online want to find out more?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to the website and look at, there's a couple of areas, but certainly do a search on Nokia Cloud Band. So again, nokia.com/solutions/cloudband. And from that area, there's sort of lots of other information to navigate.
Fantastic. Well, Phil, thank you so much for your time today. We'd love to have you back on soon.
Thanks a lot, Alison. Appreciate it. And I'd love to be coming back again sometime.